Kim Weaver is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and your monthly meeting was a little bit different yesterday from the sound of it, Kim.
Yes, we had a telephonic meeting. By law, we have to have a meeting each month, and about four times a year we held them over the phone, or we're going to be moving into the new world soon, I understand, and get video conferencing, which will be even better. But so our members were all over the country. We were all in our offices, and we had the press and public in our office with us as we participated in the meeting.
Now, one of the things that you talked about in this meeting was doing some really, really in-depth research in among the participants and the beneficiaries. Tell me why you think that's necessary and what you hope to find out when you do this research.
Well, the start of what we want to do is some benchmarking. We're the largest defined contribution plan in the world. But there are certainly plenty of things that we can learn from our private sector competitors, not that we're really competing, but we want to know what our participants are looking for from our services. We want to know, as people start to retire, are there different offerings that they want us to bring forward? Are there different things they want us to do on our website, through our call line? And we really can't get there until we have better information about our participants and about the other services that other types of plans offer. And so we are hoping to embark upon a benchmarking initiative, but that is subject to the board approving a budget for it come next fiscal year. And that's really what we're trying to do is learn more about our plan and our participants and see where we can get better. We think we're pretty good, but we want to know where we can get even better.
Do you have a sense yet of how much this will cost, or is this all still kind of in the formative stages?
It's in the formative stages. We will, as we told the board yesterday, we will be putting together the numbers and presenting them to them for the FY14 budget, but we don't have anything hard yet.
And what is the next step now? My understanding from some of the notes that you sent me is that the board is kind of looking at it, a little apprehensive, trying to figure out what is the next thing that Greg Long, the director, executive director of the TSP, would like to do on this?
He would like to, beginning in FY14, is to enter into a consultant contract on benchmarking where we will reach out to people and we will reach out to a consultant who will help us sort of break down our services. For example, you want to take out money from the TSP. You're a separated person, a retired person. You want to take out money. Okay, what are the steps involved? What does that cost us? And what does it cost Fidelity or Vanguard or someone like that to do the same thing? Are we doing as efficiently as possible? And that's sort of the operational side of it. And then the flip side of that is, are we offering you the types of withdrawals you want? Is it as flexible as you want it to be? Is it convenient for you to do that and as easy as possible while still sticking with what's required by the law? But all of that has to go through, obviously, procurement, and it has to go through budgeting. And so nothing is a done deal, but that is where we're hoping to move.
Now, all of those things are things that if you found out from your participants and beneficiaries that they would like you to do something different, you could change. The offerings are a different thing, right?
If
you found everybody decided they wanted a gold fund, you'd have to, that's literally an act of Congress, right?
Exactly. Then we would have to go to Congress and make a presentation about why we would want to do this and why we think it's in the best interest of the participants, which of course is the standard we work from.
Now, once you have this information, what are some of the ways that you would use it beyond what you and I have already discussed?
I don't think we're sure yet. That's one of the things we need to look at is I think we know that there's probably ways we can streamline our processes. We know we could update our website. That's a constant process, obviously, in this day and age. We refreshed our website, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, and it's already due for another update. And so there's just a whole host of things where you're constantly trying to stay current and meeting the needs of our participants. And the needs of our participants are fairly diverse, obviously. We've got 4.6 million people from the Postal Service, every branch of the uniformed services, every branch of the government. They're domestic, they're international, and so we really have quite a diverse group of people that we're trying to communicate with and connect with.
Kim Weaver is the Director of External Affairs of the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Anything else from the meeting that we should know about, Kim?
Only that, as everyone I'm sure is well aware of, the market is gyrating all over the place. But what is unusual this time around is we are not seeing people fleeing out of the equity funds, the stock funds, into the G fund. And that is behavior that is different than what we have seen in past downturns. So that is an interesting phenomenon that we'll continue to monitor.
Yay, that's very good. What are we seeing as far as adoption of the Roth option and the life cycle funds and all of that stuff?
The Roth option is doing very well. It has been a year now, and we are at about a 7% Roth pickup. We have 203,000 participants with Roth balances of almost $415 million. So we are happy that our message has gotten out there. We think we'll continue to see an uptick as people sort of make decisions on it. Again, it's not a choice for everyone, but it is a good choice for people to have and to analyze. And the L funds, similarly, are trending upward. We are seeing more people put funds into the L funds, and obviously that's behavior that we are hopeful represents that people want to diversify their assets in a proper manner.